Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. Emergency officials say flash flooding has covered several roadways in central and southern Iowa. Taylor and Ringgold counties were under flash flood warnings early this morning following rainfall estimated up to 2 inches from passing storms. The National Weather Service also issued flood warnings for parts of Audubon, Boone, Carroll, Dallas, and Guthrie counties. Late last night, 4.7 inches of rain that fell between 8 and 10 p.m. was recorded in Coon Rapids. Widespread flooding was reported across northern Guthrie County. All paved roads north of Iowa Highway 141, west of Highway 4 Coon Rapids are closed, with water still rising in northern Bagley, backing up from Mosquito Creek. Springbrook State Park was also evacuated. The Iowa DOT reported around 1:30 this morning that Highway 25 was closed 2 miles east of Baird due to flooding, with a detour route established around Baird. No injuries have been reported. A 58-year-old man from Council Bluffs died Sunday afternoon as the result of a motorcycle accident. Bluffs police say Barry Thompson was driving a 2000 Harley-Davidson motorcycle northbound on 35th Street at around 12:30 p.m. when he lost control of the cycle on the 1800 block near the Comfort Inn and Suites. The motorcycle crossed the southbound lanes before driving over the curb. Thompson struck a guy wire and was ejected from the motorcycle. He was not wearing a helmet at the time of the crash. Thompson died from his injuries at Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs. The accident remains under investigation. It's not known if speed or impairment were contributing factors, and anyone who may have witnessed the crash and not yet spoken with officers are asked to contact the Council Bluffs Police Department's traffic unit at 712-328-4948. Sheriff's officials in Montgomery County say a teenager from Adams County was arrested late Sunday night. 17-year-old Trevor Ryan Myers of Corning was taken into custody at around 11:25 p.m. in the 300 block of North 3rd Avenue in Villisca. Myers faces possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia charges. He was later released to the custody of a parent. A call Saturday afternoon about a person allegedly throwing a cement block through the windshield of a car resulted in the arrest of a 30-year-old woman. Red Oak police report following an investigation, Shanna Nicole Mills of Red Oak was arrested for domestic abuse assault, criminal mischief in the third degree, and unlawful possession of prescription medication. Mills was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $2,000 cash bond. An arrest was made Saturday evening in connection with an incident that took place Thursday in Montgomery County. Sheriff's officials say 54-year-old Hubert Edward Shearer of Villisca was taken into custody of the 600 block of East 6th Street in Villisca at around 6:30 p.m. He was charged with simple assault. Shearer was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $300 bond. Also, authorities in Montgomery County say no injuries were reported following a single vehicle accident Saturday afternoon about 5 miles northwest of Red Oak. 67-year-old Sharon May Huddleston of Stewart was traveling north on E Avenue from 150th Street at around 2:15 p.m. when she lost control of her vehicle on the loose gravel. Her 2003 Oldsmobile van entered the west ditch, crashed through a fence, and came to rest in a cornfield. Damage from the accident amounted to $2,300. And a man from western Iowa has been charged with sexually abusing a 13-year-old girl. 50-year-old Chung Hoyan has been charged with 2 counts of third-degree sexual assault of a minor and 1 count of child endangerment. He remained jailed Sunday in lieu of $50,000 bond. Authorities say Hyun performed sexual acts on the girl and showed her pornography on his computer. The girl said the man would pay her $40 not to tell anyone after the assaults happened this summer. Police seized 2 computers when officers searched Hyun's home on August 20th. In the funeral announcements, Bernard Bernie Linen, age 83, of Harlan and formerly of Portsmouth, died Friday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community in Harlan. A massive Christian burial for Bernie Linen will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Mary Our Lady of Fatima Church in Portsmouth. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Helen Margaret Beeson, age 88, of Harlan, died Thursday at the Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. A massive Christian burial for Helen Beeson will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. John Christensen, age 64, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for John Christensen will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Darlene Ruth Renslow, age 76, of Stewart, died Saturday at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Darlene Renslow will be Tuesday at 11 a.m. at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. F. Leroy Alexander, age 81, of Grimes and formerly of Montezuma, died Friday. A funeral mass for Leroy Alexander will be held Wednesday at 10 o'clock at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Ruth Wiedemeyer, age 91, of Adair, died Thursday at Caring Acres Nursing and Rehab in Oneida. Funeral services for Ruth Wiedemeyer will be Wednesday at 10:30 at Emmanuel Evangelical Lutheran Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home has the arrangements. Buddy Drager, age 88, of Olive Branch, Mississippi, and formerly of Cumberland, died Friday. Funeral services for Betty Drager will be held on Wednesday at 2 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Lisa Ergish, age 52, of Greenfield, died Thursday at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. A tribute to Lisa Ergish will be Wednesday at 7 p.m. at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Ernest Russell Ernie Little, age 85, of Stewart and formerly of Menlo, died Friday at the Stewart Community Care Center. A military graveside service for Ernie Little will be held Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Rose Hill Cemetery in Menlo. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. And Mark Thomas, age 64, of Coon Rapids, died Sunday at Thomas Rest Haven in Coon Rapids. Services for Mark Thomas are currently pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.